Good morning. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning.
It is indeed.
And you
and you are listening to Positively Revolting Talk Radio. And what you were just listening to there was Joelle Leander and Lauren Newton doing a little number called Mars Yellow from their CD of 18 colors that the lovely Danielle Parks did a whole show on her on A Different Nature this week. She's great. I invite you to listen to more of her music. It's challenging and fun. And good morning, Ani.
Why, good morning, Lynn.
Is this a solstice show today?
It is. You know why?
Because it's almost the solstice.
It is. It's very, very close to the solstice, in fact. And it is a special time of year for us who sort of look at earth-based spirituality, who pay attention to the seasons and the energies that they carry with them. We've made it around the sun one more time. And that's worth celebrating in and of itself, right?
Absolutely.
The longest night of the year comes next week. Winter solstice is Tuesday the 21st. The sun goes into Capricorn at 3:38 p.m. Pacific time, marking the solstice. This is one of the eight turning points of the pagan year. Last was the Samhain, commonly known as Halloween. At that time, the old year dies. The earth lies almost at rest with us for about 6 weeks. To be reborn, well, Tuesday, the sun comes back to us.
And this is a year that's been really hard on folks.
Boy, howdy. A challenge.
A challenge. There's all sorts of reasons, like, A, it's just been crazy, and we didn't have much of a summer. But this has been a very long, dark period this year.
It really has. And it's important, I think, to embrace that darkness, embrace the long, dark night of the soul, as it were. This is the time that one needs to really take the opportunity to access the deep subconscious. In this time, all possibilities exist as we dive into the void and we can find our visions and make them manifest. In the longest night, look at the subconscious self, dive into your dreams, face the shadow self. In these things lay our personal power. It's the time of deep visioning, meditation. Search within yourself for that you seek. What you do not find within yourself, you really don't need. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's love and connection and all that kind of good stuff.
No, I totally.
But no, really, you know, your own personal power is there. And that's what gets you through. So search within yourself. This is also a time to get in touch with oracles. Scrying works really well for some people this time of year. Things that you can sort of, again, use to focus that deep subconscious and find your own vision. Remember that your shadow self is not your enemy. The more you understand it, the more you know which parts of it serves you and which parts you've outgrown and would benefit to leave behind. As the days lengthen and the sun returns, visions grow and take shape. Your thoughts are seeds to cultivate in the weeks ahead, so plant them well. As social change activists, let's think about what's being hidden, what's been hidden, and needs to be brought to light. What do you want to bring into your life, into your community, into your world? The next turning point is Imbolc. That happens around February 1st. It's the day of initiation. So the cycle sort of continues. This is that time. So Lynn and I are celebrating the solstice.
Wee-haw.
With you this morning, dear listener.
You are our guest this morning.
Indeed. So we have a little fun thing to bring out. That is, I have my tarot cards, my forte, and Lynn does astrology. So this morning.
So I have my iPhone app.
And the ancient and traditional iPhone app. So,
from my precious,
if you would like to call in for a mini astro tarot consultation this morning, you're more than welcome to do so. Call in at 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187, and we'll be happy to talk to you about the solstice, about your questions. Of course, if you just have sort of something to share in general about this time of year and what you do to celebrate the solstice with your loved ones, that's also a welcome call.
Please share.
Indeed.
You know, this is going to be kind of a special solstice because it's going to be a total lunar eclipse.
Ooh.
Yes, it is. Let's see. It begins Tuesday at 1:33 on the East Coast and Monday evening at 10:33 Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. Now, will we have clouds? It will still happen, but it's fun to watch those things with without clouds.
It is.
It is just a little bit more fun. We can imagine, and we all have good imaginations.
And the energy's there.
The energy's there, and you can see it somewhere on YouTube or on the internet somewhere, but I'm hoping we'll have... I have no idea what the weather forecast is. And
so this is...
That would be nice.
This is an interesting situation, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody instant messaging us.
Do we?
Via...
Excellent. Oh!
Well, actually, via my email account, which I'm happy to give out. Because I can't log into both at the same time, actually.
That's true.
But if you, for some reason, prefer the instant message over the phone, we have a listener calling in, messaging in now. And let's just say, good morning, Paula. Let's say we need your birthday if you want the ever-popular astro section of this fine consultation this morning. Oh, look. Look, Messenger says good morning, Ani and Lynn.
Why, good morning, Paula.
And the birthday is 11/10/75. And so, assuming...
And where was that again?
Oh, and where was that again? Where were you born on 11/10/75? She says she loves this show. While she remembers where she was born, Canada. She was born...
Any place particular in Canada?
In the eastern parts, I do believe, Quebec.
She's a Scorpio, so she doesn't really want to tell us.
No. Hence the instant messaging option. We love that. We love the Scorpio private people who, choose to partake in these rather obscure and arcane ways of instant messaging. All right. So what we have going on... A little snapshot for you in the right here, right now. Tarot-wise, what I'm seeing is... You like that stalling for time as I shuffle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good. What I'm seeing right now for you is an opportunity to, at this point, experience a whole lot of love and compassion in your life. We have the card of Kuan Yin, and that is, really unconditional love at its core, and experiencing that at a very real level. And knowing that as a very strong, spirited person, sometimes it's easier for you to just sort of go sort of straight ahead on a topic, on a situation, sort of diving headfirst into it and allowing your strong will to carry you through. And that works often, but don't forget that love and compassion component of things. There might be a situation where you are experiencing something as potentially a loss that, in fact, is an opportunity you haven't seen yet. So make sure that you're keeping your eyes open to all possibilities and recognizing that as something feels changed, recognize that the whole situation is yet to sort of reveal itself. And this is a great time of transformation for you. It's a time of really sort of writing your own story and making your life, fine-tuning it into the life you want it and need it to be. So that's the tarot part of the reading for you, Paula.
And since I'm having trouble with my app, I'm just going to wing the... I have what today's aspects are, and this has been the last few, let's say, month or two for all of us has been very intense because Pluto and Mars, two very similar ends of the intense spectrum, have been, both been in Capricorn, have been, I can't remember the name of the aspect at this point. Anyway, so it's been an intense time for practical things. Finding new jobs. Also for you, because Venus, little lovely Venus, has been in Scorpio, and you being a Scorpio, and it's been about aspected with your sun. So this is a really lovely time and a little bit more secure for you to be making changes, which kind of was, I wasn't totally listening to what you were saying. Is that a little bit what you were saying?
Transformations. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. We can always say transformations, but this time these are easier for you than they sometimes are. That's my little mini reading for that. I hope that satisfies you.
She says she loved it.
Oh,
there we go.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much for being
our... Work on my app and please, more people call.
Thank you so much for being our very first instant messenger communicator here on Positively Revolting Talk Radio. We have Marilyn with us on the line.
Yes, that would be me.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And how are you this morning?
Excellent.
Excellent. Good. Glad to hear it. And is there anything in particular you wanted to look at, or did you... want sort of a general sort of.
Oh, I think the general thing.
All right, excellent.
When is your birthday?
My first time. I'm a virgin here.
Well, welcome, welcome. And when is your birthday, Marilyn?
4/17/46.
April 17.
Lynn punches buttons. I shuffle cards. This is, you know, we really should come up with like a little song and dance for this section of
Yeah,
that's
radio.
A good one. We like that. Okay, so what I have for you is you're experiencing a lot of emotional power at this point.
Oh, that's good to know.
And it's really, you have really come quite far in learning to resolve emotions that just aren't serving you and letting go of things and situations, especially feelings that, you know, may have held you back in the past. You've been able to shed them. And that's allowing you to feel far more buoyant than you have and more playful.
Are you psychic?
Well, I do have cards in front of me, but, you know, where do these things start and stop? But, yeah, much more playful, much more buoyant, and in touch, really, with where your heart is now. It's rejuvenating. It's been very empowering. And what it's doing is really putting you in touch with the center of your power, where you can really walk in balance. So you've done a lot of really hard emotional work recently. And it's paying off so well for you in the fulfillment of spirit and your heart, being in touch with where you're at now, having your mental energies, your emotional energies, your psychic energies, all your will, all working in concert with each other. So
I'm not trying to stab myself in the back anymore.
That's right. You got out of your own way. It's really cool. Congratulations on doing it, Marilyn. And to you, Lynn.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Part of that is the sun is trining your sun pretty much right now. So you're a fire sign. We've got 25 Sag, for which is another fire sign. Those tend to be easier times. And also, since this last Pluto, the conjunction between, I finally remember the aspect, conjunction between Pluto and Mars is spreading. It was in Capricorn, which also squares Aries, which tends to be a tense sign. But the thing that's really cool about squares is that they're a difficulty that can become a tool when you learn about them. And so you've probably just felt that lighten up in the last few days. I have a lot of Aries. I've felt that lighten up in the last few days. And I wasn't. I just was too busy to be looking at astrology things. And now, of course, in retrospect, I go, "Oh, that's interesting." And also, we've got Taurus Moon today instead of the Gemini, which is just Taurus is just a little. Especially it's exalted. It's a lovely place for the Moon to be in Taurus. So just sort of calms us all down, which everybody can use this time of year and any other time of year too. So. But keep learning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is so much fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. We have Crystal on the line.
Oh, hi. It's my turn. Today's actually my birthday. And
congratulations.
Why, thank you. I've made it. Oh, gosh.
You made it around the sun one more time, Crystal.
One more time and one more year till the next decade, which I won't even mention. But I also want, before you give me the reading, I also wanted to mention that on the internet, soul-level astrologer, Mark Borax, whose work I really like, is talking about how on December 29th, all the planets and heavenly bodies have been retrograde for some time. On December 29th, they turn direct. And
The only thing that's not direct now is Mercury.
Oh, right. Mercury's the last one.
Yeah.
You're right.
And everybody else is direct now, which is kind of fun and unusual.
So when that happens, it'll all be good, I hope.
It'll just be more direct.
Yeah.
What would happen then? I don't know. We'll find out.
I think things will be easier.
We'll go for that.
For
a minute.
I'll like that.
Okay. That's, yes.
In that directness.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think a lot of the retrograde, a lot, you know, like we've been experiencing, just sort of feels like slogging through molasses so many times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, it gives you an opportunity to get what you needed to get before.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what I have for you, Crystal, is feeling, again, maybe a little estranged from your more playful self. More recently, and you're balancing it out. You're coming into, you're needing a little rejuvenation of the heart, and that is something that, you know, you can do by just, again, taking a couple of deep breaths and opening. It's the Ace of Cups. It's fulfill, you know, the fullness of all things emotional, and really allowing that to sort of wash over you. Especially, you know, on this, your birthday, it's a great time to just sort of be open to the heart and the flow of energy as you experience your community and your life. And you also get the Witch card, again, being in touch with that center, with your own personal power and walking in balance. And the card of the Spider Woman, the Life Weaver. You know, learning how to spin your life into, again, exactly what you need it to be. Making those changes that you have seen for yourself and moving in a direction that is very, very pleasing to you.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And I do feel that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Merry solstice to each of you.
And
thank
to you.
So have you had some surprises lately?
Surprises lately.
It just seems there's, because, you know, Jupiter and Uranus right now are squaring the sun. And today, since this is your birthday, they're squaring your sun right now.
Well, I'm glad it's my birthday.
Well, that doesn't mean, that's not bad. It just means that there could be, because with Jupiter in there, Jupiter is expansive, but it's just kind of softer, and those can be some interesting surprises. Just be careful. The thing about Jupiter is, you know, it can kind of be a house of cards. It's pretty gassy. And sometimes people can feel overly expansive, especially with it being in Pisces, you know, which is tends to be expansive, and we're ruled by Jupiter and Neptune anyway, so.
In Pisces, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what I mean. That's squaring Sag right now. So it's, you know, and also this Mars-Pluto conjunction has been in Capricorn, and that tends to be, that's such a, you know, structured Saturnian sort of thing that brings the Sages down, and you guys like to go forward all the time. You don't want someone to sit you down and make you think about what's going on, but it's good to do that once in a while. But not on your birthday, Crystal. Do it tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks so much, my dear. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And very happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. 503-231-8187. And good morning to Joanne. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Yes. I don't know whether you can do a reading on this, but it's all right if you can. I'm concerned about Social Security in the year 2011. Will it be killed by the Congress, whatever? And another thing I'm interested in, but feminism. Will feminism remain dead in 2011? Anyway,
thank you. Feminism's not dead. You can't kill it.
You know, considering the
social
two questions.
Social Security is another thing.
I'm going to grab one, and it's not going to be the Social Security one. How's that?
That's fine, because I don't even need to. They can't kill Social Security this year. I don't think it's possible to totally kill it this year.
Oy. Oy, hoiven gleben.
But what do I know?
I about feminism.
But feminism, yeah.
I don't think it's dead. I'm a radical feminist. I exist. I breathe in this world. I espouse, as does Lynn, as do many, as do you, Joanne. So feminism is certainly alive within us. And what I am seeing for feminism, the whole, is actually a time of looking at, again, balance, pulling things into balance, working with all energies, looking at the deep subconscious self, tearing away that which keeps us from our deep subconscious selves, which has so much of what we need to know. I see a focusing that great things can be accomplished. Many more great things can be accomplished when people focus together as one rather than disparate individuals. And I see a shift. The card of Shakti, the beginning and ending of all things, the shifting in perhaps consciousness, not like, oh, wow, by the end of the year, we live in the Lotus Paradise. No, but perhaps a major shift in consciousness in how feminism is seen in the writing of feminism to include all lives, which, I think feminism is undergoing a transformation. And a lot of that is a very needed transformation. As we need to take in.
Or it's a dead shark.
Indeed. As we need to take in all the new information, as we understand our lives better, as we understand gender better, as we understand gender is not binary, as we understand so many things about ourselves and our relation to each other in dominator culture and our transition to partnership culture, and maybe reframing feminism as truly the exaltation of all humans. That's kind of radical.
It is.
So I think, that's where I'm seeing. That's what I that's what the card said.
Well, and
I'm sticking to it.
I go with that. And what else is radical is that this is Positively Revolting Talk Radio. I'm Lynn. I'm here with Ani. We are at KBOO in Portland. And we want to take your calls at 503-231-8187. We're having a little solstice party. And we're doing mini tarot and astrology readings. I guess what I want to say about the Social Security part of that question is this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And back, hair is coming to town. There's a song about that. And I always thought, back in the olden days when I was, 30-some years ago when I was first starting to study this, we thought the age of Aquarius was going to be enlightenment, harmony and understanding. And I forgot about the unusual part of Aquarius, the conservative part of Aquarius, the Tea Party part of Aquarius, that it's also a huge opening for misinformation, because it can be information, but misinformation and technology that has not caught up. Part of the opposition of Aquarius is Leo, which rules the heart. Part of the issue that we're having now is massive technology with no heart. Faux news would be an exact.
Oh my God! Don't get me started.
Example. I know I won't get you started on that. So, I can't predict the Social Security thing. We'll have to see. Maybe Teresa will instant message us about what she thinks about that.
Teresa with the Kriskins predicts moment.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you never know.
The Cassandra of cable.
We have Patty on the phone. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Hi, Ani. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Patty from Lynn. Sandy. I haven't called in for a while, but I'm still an activist up here.
Very nice.
On the mountain.
Great. It's so good to hear from you.
Yeah. I tend to really be absorbed in nature around this time of the year. In the winter, of course, I'm very close to the mountain, and I love to be in the snow and cross-country ski. And the other day I was up on the mountain skiing by myself and just had to stop and listen, and it was nothing It was quiet, and I stood there for about 5 minutes and just to reflect on things because the world can be kind of chaotic. So that's what I kind of tend to do in the winter time.
I always think that's very appropriate. And that's
absolutely
one reason it's dark is because we're supposed to sit down and reflect a little bit.
Right. My birthday is January 25th, 52.
All right. And what I have for you is that there have been some radical changes in your past in the last, say, year or so, that you have changes that were resisted for a while that eventually sort of have been wearing through. And sometimes it kind of throws you perhaps into feeling like there's just not quite enough emotional energy for you. And it has been and can be a hard place to be in. But it's again important to remember that you're coming through it and it's putting you far more in touch with your personal sense of strength and that the part of you that is very, very in touch with nature. The part of you that that feels nature at a molecular level.
That's me.
Yeah. And that's where your strength really, really is. So this sort of hubbub where your heart has felt perhaps afraid can be settled a whole lot when you're in that place of strength for you, when you are connecting with nature. And ultimately for you, I get the card of Kuan Yin, which has come up twice this morning, and it's the Nine of Cups. And again, it talks about deep love and compassion, unconditional love, and the fact that is the heartbeat of the universe. It is there for everyone to enjoy as a gift of the goddess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I connect with that totally.
Yeah, it seems that you've got Saturn, which is hard stuff. Saturn is about fundamental change. It can be about restriction, but right now it's in Libra, which is ruled by, which is very Venusian, very soft. But it's an air sign, as are you.
Mm-hmm.
So is Neptune, which is, it can be on its highest level about spirituality, is in Aquarius right now, towards the end, but it stays there for a long time. And which was what I was just talking about. That's when the age of Aquarius we talked about coming in was when Neptune went into Aquarius. And
mm-hmm.
So this is a great time for you to make some fundamental changes, and it can just be easier now than other times.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. Once in a while that happens,
yeah.
And it's fun to take advantage of it.
Yeah. I've been pondering the past year about making changes. I'm a lactation consultant, and I just can't work in private practice anymore. I have to start another business, and I have great compassion for people, and I want to help people that are less fortunate than the rich people that I sell breast pumps and nursing bras and different things like that.
Right.
And it's been bothering me, and I need to make changes. I know I have to do the footwork, but I so want to do what I love and be of service, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And this is strong right now, so yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, Patty.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank
you. You gals. You take care.
Okay, thanks.
Happy solstice to you.
And to
you.
And
to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the readings.
Yeah, absolutely. You take care.
Okay.
So we have another person not on phone. They're dropping by.
Excuse me.
And so we have Muffin joining us. Not on phone.
Not on phone. I saw Muffin
run in with his birthday on a slip.
Yeah.
You know, since we let him out of the station, I guess we'll go ahead and allow him to run in and give the name on a slip and such. So for Muffin, this one's for you. What I have is this is an interesting time. You have learned to really do a lot by telling your own experience, telling your own story, by connecting things through words and stories. This is a place of it's a place of strength for you. It's, you have a lot of mental energy going on right now. Your words are very important. Relying on your own truth-telling at this point is really important. You have the ability to tell the truth in a way that is going to help people put pieces together. And that's in a way where you can help to create the life you want. And all of this very fluid, logical process, everything's around the suit of the blades, all this mental energy, all in a row, truth-telling stories, put it all together, pieces. And then you get the card of the trickster, the coyote card. Who knows? Who knows what this does? This is the card that will put you exactly where you need to be when you need to be there, whether you think you do or not. And knowing that there are forces at play that are playful,
baby.
And are playing. So do your truth telling, tell your stories, put your pieces together, and let the chips fall where they may. And Lynn,
you've got,
he's born in a great year, don't you think? Okay.
Some think so. You have got Pluto coming up to squaring your sun, which means that gives you opportunities, but Aries like to go forward and move. We will move. Movement is more important than substance sometimes. However, this little transit with Pluto and Capricorn, and Pluto is something you can run from, but you cannot hide from. Things will fall from your life that are supposed to fall from your life and come into your life that are supposed to, which sounds very airy-fairy, but anyone that's in the middle of a Pluto transit, especially after it's over, will go, ooh, I guess that was a good thing. However, Pluto in Capricorn makes us all sit down and get practical about things. And sometimes it makes us sit down and just have to ponder and be where we are and not move. And that's a little difficult for people of the Aries persuasion. And I know this. I got a lot of Aries. I understand this. But that's how it is right now. So is this pertaining to your interview that you wanted to talk about this? So you know, go for it and tell the truth. And the other thing about Pluto is you might as well tell the truth, because that's the big thing I see popping up at me. Astrology wise, is that's going to go on? Well, and that's going to go on for a few years. That's not a fast transit. Pluto sticks around for about, so we've got, you know, 5-8 years more left of Pluto being in Capricorn, and you're going to have a really interesting experience, and you're going to come out of that with tools that are going to absolutely help you live. Pluto will help us live a more honest, fulfilling life. Always. Not that I ever, I don't see dishonesty here, but the truth-telling thing, Ani was talking about, yes, not, you know, when is that bad? Well, sometimes it is. It's true. You're talking about an interview. Okay, tell the truth anyway. And be prepared to have the consequences, whether you get what you want or not, to be a little more interesting than you think they might be.
All right.
Or I could be wrong.
We have the bases loaded. We have 19 minutes. We've reduced Muffin to I'm not sure what in the next room. And at 9 o'clock, Veterans Voice features an interview with the 1st Infantryman, Jeff Hanks, who went AWOL to avoid redeployment to Afghanistan. Northwest Vets for Peace also discuss the high suicide rate for veterans. At 10 o'clock, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints host Dennis Bernstein speaks with journalist and filmmaker John Pilger and with Russ Baker, author of The Family of Secrets. And at 11 o'clock, Maura Cullen hosts Radio Free Ireland, public affairs, news, culture, and music from Ireland and beyond. And we have on the line with us now, we have Kay. Good morning, Kay.
Morning, Kay.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And, I have a big year coming up. I'm going to be 60 years old on 11-11-11.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Very nice.
And I feel like I'm a natural woman trying to walk in balance in an increasingly technological world. So So my passion is empowering kids by helping them connect with nature. So I feel like I have a big year coming up and I'm trying to prepare for it. So that's why I called.
Very nice. And how's the solstice treating you?
Really well.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm making the most gingery biscotti you could imagine right now.
I love ginger. okay. So let's see. We have going on for you. We have the card of Temperance, the Mother of Pentacles, the Four of Cups, and the Strength card. And putting that all together, really looking at balance in your life, balancing your willpower and your emotional fortitude, bringing them into alignment with each other, and so that your heart and your will and spirit are all going the same direction, and that provides you a real stable base. Taking care of your body and nurturing that which you really do want to make happen for you. Yeah, putting the pieces together is very important. And it doesn't always work out right the first time. There's, again, a card I saw earlier, and that is the card of sometimes people thinking that there's opportunities lost, but in fact, there are different opportunities than the one that you might have been originally looking at. So it's making sure you're seeing all possibilities, all opportunities, because it's easy to sort of get locked into a disappointed space when in fact there's just other things there for you to look at. And making sure that you yourself stay in touch with that wild self within, that strength, that inner, the part of you, again, that connects very strongly with nature that, and your own sensuality.
Sounds good. What was that last card, actually, after Sword of Cups?
Strength.
Okay, great.
Yeah, one of the major arcana.
Nice.
Always nice. Now, you just got through your second Saturn return. Every 28 to 30 years, Saturn comes back to our native sign. For you, this just ended a year or so ago. Did you move or anything or change your... Well, you're looking to change the foundation of your life, it sounds like. And this is...
Well, not really. Just build on what I've got more, you know.
Okay. In the last few years, though, first Saturn return, when you first are turning, you know, between 28 and 31, people really want to change their lives. And the second one, I guess it could be that to build on, because throwing the baby out with the bathwater when you're in your late 50s seems silly, because we have a lot of experience already to lend to people. And right now, it can be, if you're having inspirations about things these days, I would take them seriously, because Pisces and, Jupiter and Uranus being in Pisces, it's a very, especially for us water signs, it's very, which you are, very creative and imaginative time. And with Pluto in Capricorn, that gives us that grounds things with a little practicality. It makes you want to keep things imaginative yet practical. And that's, I always like that space. I don't know about you. But anyway, fun year coming up.
It's that blending, right?
It's the
Temperance card again.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for your call,
Kate. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great year.
You too.
You too.
Happy
Take care.
Solstice.
And we have Teresa messaging in about that Social Security thing. She says, the Obama GOP deal defunded Social Security for a year. It will be difficult to reinstate funding. Social Security will fail unless there are general strikes. So says Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa, for doing the legwork on that.
She says, DeFazio, Oregon's DeFazio, says, one of the worst aspects of this bill is that it will take $112 billion from the Social Security Trust Fund and require that we borrow money, probably from China, to replace that money to make Social Security whole. It's the first time in 75 years since President Roosevelt created Social Security that opponents of the program are poised to undo the New Deal and turn it into a raw deal for Americans, seniors, the taxpayers, and the working men and women. At the end of 2011, the Republicans will insist on extending the payroll tax holiday because the expiration of the holiday would increase taxes on working people. And to pay for that extension, it's likely that they will demand cuts in Social Security benefits. So So says Teresa. And DeFazio.
And DeFazio. Well, those are two sources
that
I trust.
That will be, no doubt, topics of many a show coming up, but still here and now.
We're having a solstice party.
You know, because that's what we do here on the Friday closest to the winter solstice. And I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn, my delightful co-host. We are doing mini astrological tarot consultations this morning. We have 12 minutes left and at least two people on the phone. So good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys?
We're doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Very excited.
Excellent. You might want to go ahead and give Lynn your birthday while I go ahead and shuffle cards.
Okay. October 16th, 84.
Okay, thank you.
And anything in particular on your mind? Are you looking for...
Well, I just moved across the state for a job that I'm not really satisfied in. Mm. I've been struggling with wondering if I'm supposed to stay there and take something out of it, or if I'm supposed to go follow my passion, wherever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sort of at a crossroads. I don't really know where I'm going, and...
Perfect time to sort of pause for a moment and check in. And this is really, I mean, the time of year, I have to say, really adds to that. It is checking in time of year. So what I have is a couple of cards we've seen before this morning, as well as a couple we haven't. One of those is the Ten of Blades. This is looking at something in the recent past. You really have gotten a lot of your practical stuff together. That you have a lot more confidence in sort of making your way in the world and seeing yourself as somebody who knows how to do that instead of, you know, is trying to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really empowering. You also know that you really enjoy cooperation and that you're going to be far more satisfied in a very cooperative setting than what you may see around you now. We also have the card of the coyote, the trickster again, popping up and saying that, again, you'll be in the right place at the right time. The trickster kind of makes sure of that. It just doesn't make sure that, you know, that's where you think the right place and the right time is going to be.
Right.
And has kind of a funny way of showing you what you need to know. Funny, peculiar, sometimes not necessarily, ha-ha. It's a funny word. And then ultimately, it's a time of really looking at cycles and knowing when to make those changes and how to move through them in a way that is going to leave you refreshed and excited about the new adventure rather than being stuck in the old.
Right. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay, that was... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to do the astrology part of that, which you have... if you're feeling a little constricted, your sun sign, Libra, is just about conjunct with Saturn. And Saturn is about structure, is one way to put it, but sometimes it can feel like limits.
Right.
And sometimes, and this is a really good time to figure out what those are. There's energy for you to figure out what your limits or also what sort of structure you're looking for. And it sounds like you are looking for that.
Yes. Absolutely.
So these are appropriate feelings to me that you're having, and it's not that you're going crazy. It's just that you need to think about what's going to actually work. And you're a Libra. You want to have, you're always looking for balance.
Always.
But just try not to be too stubborn about what you think it's going to be.
Okay, yes.
Because that, my experience is that can get in the way for Libras sometimes. And also seeing not just two sides, but about 12.
That's right. Kind of been my problem, really.
Well, honey, that's okay. That's supposed to be your problem. So just try to give yourself the space at this point to know what your structure and limits and just sort of play with that. Anyway, thanks.
Okay. And
good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And we have Mark on the line, and Mark very well might be the last person we have time for. I'm looking at the old clock.
I do appreciate it.
All right.
Just to start things off, I was born November 1st, 1959. Thank you. The solstice is indeed a time for reflection. And needless to say, like many other people, 2010 has not been a good year. and I'm just wondering where I'm headed.
Ah, a fine question.
And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Okay, yeah. See, we'd all like to know.
This is, Lynn really should learn at least a couple of songs as I sit here and shuffle.
I'll do a little folk melody.
Perhaps next time we could bring a pair of spoons in. We could try that out. However it works. Okay, so what I have for you, Mark, is there's an issue that you have about actually channeling anger in a way that is productive instead of stuffing it. And it's important for you to really acknowledge that anger is a perfectly valid and important emotion that can fuel so much creative spark, that can fuel activism, that can fuel so much. It's passion, and it's a passion about something that you find, you know, galling or upsetting. And so to again, channel that in a way that is healthy and not stifling to yourself is important. It's also a time that you can really act in concert with others who are very close to you. There's the card of victory by taking action that feels right to you in a group, in concert with others, to just sort of go for that idea, that project that has sparked interest recently. You have made recent sort of a deeper understanding of your own place on a very pragmatic level, a very practical day-to-day level in this world, of really knowing all of those traditional bits that make us strong in our homes, that have everything to do with taking care of ourselves, our families, our loved ones, and again, on a very pragmatic level. And you also get the card of the spider, the life weaver, which has come up before today as well, for a couple of people. And it is that which enables you very, very well to put all of the pieces together that you need to really make your life much more to your taste in this next year as you do take these actions in concert with those that are close to you.
Yeah, once again, for Scorpios, this is a time of great creativity, and it's a time that you can channel that into practical places. And just try to be aware of your own inspiration, because this is a really great time for that. Pay attention to it. They're important. It's not just some silly fantasy. And letting people know what that is. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, there are some things that you mentioned that really hit home from this past year, and part of it is writer's block, and I think writing is part of that solution.
You know, Doris Lessing wrote a whole novel about someone, a writer having writer's block, called The Golden Notebook. That was a great book.
Well, I have to look that up.
Doris Lessing, a Scorpio also.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a tome of a book.
Thank you very much for your call this morning, Mark.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And with that, just 2 minutes left. Not enough time to talk
really
with Laura.
Sorry, Laura.
And we do encourage you, though, to take a moment during this next week, whether it's on Tuesday, whether it's, you know, a day that works for you. Gather with your loved ones. Gather with your family. Do some visioning together. See where you want to be together in this next year. See about weaving those bonds and that community together at the micro and the macro level. And through this year, allow us to all be positively revolting.
Indeed. And tune in on the 31st when we'll have a kind of year wrap-up show, I would imagine, of some sort.
That's right. We'll be back with you on the 5th Friday of this month. That is New Year's Eve. Here on Positively Revolting on KBOO, your community radio station, KBOO Portland. And in just a moment, you'll want to stay tuned because
Veterans Voice
comes right up at 9 o'clock.